Hello, hello, hola, hola.
This is the Carlos and Angela hour.
It's time to have a double shot of coffee, drop the tea, and have a lot of fun.
So join us and welcome to the show.
Yes.
Let's have an amazing day today.
Yes.
And today, look, today I have a topic that I wanted to talk since a couple of weeks ago with you. And it's about what do you think or how do you imagine specific places around the world? So what I mean with that, I wanted to ask you, and I will tell you as well my point of view from like from your place, city, country.
Okay.
Here, tell me how do you imagine Colombia? How is Colombia for you? What do you think?
I've never been to Colombia for one, but I imagine Colombians, the men and the women wear red and white. And the men have big pants, you know, the flared pants, and they're always dancing, and like little vests, so no top, no shirts, but like little vests showing their body, and they're always dancing on the streets. And remember, I always tell you that, like every time I see you, I want you to do something, you know, like do a little dance, you know? So that's how I imagine. And then I imagine the women are so beautiful. Long brunette hair and like just sexy people eating baguettes.
Well, how do you imagine the place? How do you imagine actually the country, Colombia?
I imagine Colombia to be. Can you hear my kids?
Yeah.
You can?
Yes, I can hear your kids.
Okay, let me go and quiet them.
Okay. Today, Angela is with her kids at home. It's Monday, public holiday, and her kids are running every day, around all the time, running, screaming, crying. One day I will have kids, one day, and that day I will see. I have two dogs, so what I did was give some bones to my dogs, and they say, stay there, don't bark, because I'm going to talk with Angie. So it's different, I know. I will see. Okay, so Angie is here. Angie's back. So tell me, how do you imagine Colombia? Have you been in Latin America before?
No, never been. Okay. Never been to South America or that part of the world.
So, you know, it's a lot of stuff in news and TV and this stuff about Latin America. So how do you imagine that is Latin America?
I imagine it to be poor, like people live in apartments. This is my thinking. Apartments, you know, like a lot of maybe poor people eating bread and baguettes.
Okay.
But very happy.
Happy.
The atmosphere, I imagine, is everybody laughing. And, you know, as like I said, I keep saying, when they're walking on the streets, they're dancing. But, there's a lot of, poverty, but eating bread and just being happy.
Okay. Yeah. That's cool. Interesting about that. So
tell me, is it anything?
Oh,
like
that? Let me tell you. I will tell you in a couple of seconds. And when you grow up here in Australia when you grow up in Africa, do you hear bad news about Colombia?
Mm-mm.
Oh, no.
Not really. Well, what I can remember is a lot was maybe Brazil, South America. Is Colombia South America?
Yes.
It is, yeah. So I know more of Brazil, but I have no idea about Colombia.
About Brazil? What do you hear about Brazil?
Just Brazil is, you know, beautiful.
Okay.
With booties.
Yeah.
Amazing, beautiful women.
Yeah.
And it's very poor.
Poor,
and,
okay, interesting.
And crime is like
crimes,
high.
true.
But then Colombia, I imagine, is the opposite.
Okay,
still poor, but very happy people and people you want to be close to, you know. I don't know, am I close?
it's okay, yeah, kind of. Look, When I came to Australia, and people start to introduce myself and say, "Yeah, I'm Carlos from Colombia." Blah, blah, blah. Everyone has a different perspective about Colombia. They think that Colombia, some people imagine Colombia full of drugs and this stuff because the TV series.
Yes, and a lot of banged up abroad. Colombia with the drugs,
Yes, so it was, people think that is something like that. I remember someone told me that she asked me and say, "Oh, Carlos, so how is living in jungles? Because I imagine that you are living in a jungle, or like your house is on top of a tree or something like that." I was like, yeah, exactly, like a monkey or something. How is possible you think about that? But anyway, sometimes we haven't been in places and we start to think too much about that. Like,
true.
You start to...
The imagination runs wild.
It's crazy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. So no, my country is absolutely beautiful. It's a different kind of weather. You will find hot weather, cold weather. My city is really cold in the middle of mountains, just full of mountains.
Oh, Colombia is cold.
No, my city is cold. We have all the weathers.
Yeah. But,
so if I want to go to a hot city because I feel like I want to spend this weekend in a summer, I just drive 1 hour far away from my city and I find one city that is hot all year, like a 365 days per year is hot. Or if I want to find a cold city, I just drive 2 hours far away from my city and I find a city that is really, really cold.
Do you have beaches?
On top, we have Pacific and Atlantic. So we have amazing beaches.
Okay.
Two famous people that maybe you know them are from the, north. Shakira, that is from the beach, from the north. That is Shakira.
Yeah.
And Sofia Vergara.
Oh, yes.
From Modern Family. Mm-hmm. So as well, she's from the coast, from the north. And she as well is super famous. People is, if you can see, we are a mix of different kind of people around the world and different. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of European influence, Arabic influence, African influence. We have a lot of African influence. Yes.
Wow. And
the Pacific of my country is just full of black people.
Oh, wow.
No, it's, some of the states is just...
Is it like African or Jamaicans?
No, Africans. You know, Latin Americans came, and I'm talking about 1500s, 1600s, came a lot of European people with African slaves.
Right.
So all the Africans went to the Pacific area, some of them in the north. Mm-hmm. And now it's like after a few generations are, you know, Colombians. And, you know, Africans are, you know, energy, dancing.
That's it,
you know,
yes.
You know, it's that kind
of
thing. That's awesome. That's awesome. Now let's go to, okay, so my country.
Yeah, so, yeah, so your country. So my is it, country so is what's, happy. Yeah, so is it poor?
It's, of course, it's poor. It has a rich, rich people. You can find mansions and people that has a lot of money. So you can have people that, you know, dress super amazing cars, amazing flats. Mm-hmm. But you can find as well really poor people, like people that's living on the street or people that just eat bread. But something funny that you say.
People that eat bread. I want to meet those people that eat bread.
I am one of them. I eat bread all the time.
Yeah.
But happy, super happy. We are happy.
Contagious. That contagious happiness. Like when you first arrived on the red carpet of Big Brother, and the first thing I think that captured a lot of us, the audience, what made us get, you know, want to know you more is the, you know, the just the energy that you are exuding on that stage. You know, they're wanting to dance, and you were just like, and then that, and that's how people clicked to you, because that's, you know, it's just that energy, and that just everything is movement with you, you know.
Colombia, Latin America,
that's it.
And I something good as well from us, we love to dance, we dance a lot, we dance
so
a
that's
lot.
Something we have in common in Africa, and coffee. Love dancing
and coffee. But I want to talk about Africa. I will tell you, I haven't been in Africa before.
Okay.
I haven't been in Africa before. If I imagine Kenya, isn't it? You are from Kenya. Okay, Kenya. I imagine that it's jungle everywhere.
Everywhere.
You know, is a lot of elephants and tigers and
running on the street.
Hyenas. You have a hyena as a pet.
Yes.
Poor people, a lot of poor people.
Right.
I see from TV a lot of violence and politicians and problem mm-hmm. with that kind of thing, corruption.
Right.
I see, you know, you guys don't, I don't imagine a big cities over there. I imagine more tribes.
Okay, right. Tribes,
mm-hmm. Like a group of people.
Tribes, maybe, yeah.
With dressing funny, not dressing
like, not normal. Like,
you know, just covering here and covering right. under uh-huh. there.
Yeah.
And because I haven't been there. Maybe maybe South Africa is different, or maybe mm-hmm. Egypt is different, right. north to south. But in the middle of Africa, I imagine things like that. So that's why I get a lot of. I want to go one day.
Let me fill your cup with some information and open your imagination.
Imagine you came from Africa.
Kenya. So Africa, obviously, I hope you know, is a continent with about 50 countries, or 54 countries, I think. And I come from Kenya. Kenya has we call them tribes. So people who speak different languages. And that's in my own country, we have like over 40 languages. Okay, so you can imagine some people, I can only speak two of those 40 something languages. But Kenya as a whole, it's actually a rich country. So Kenya is the second most fluent country in Africa in English, and the most developed with South Africa. So there's South Africa, Kenya, and Nigeria. Those are the three top performing countries in Africa. Kenya is wealthy, but you also have the gap of the rich and the poor. That's coming. You know, that's now, it used to be very wide, you know, back in the day, you were either very rich or very poor, but now there's a middle ground. We have a city. Nairobi is a big city. I think I need to Google how big Nairobi is, but it's a city. So Nairobi gets compared to like Sydney or Singapore.
Oh, wow.
It's that developed, yeah. Oh, wow. You know Naomi Campbell? She's mm-hmm. got a house in Kenya. So a lot of celebrities.
Is Naomi Campbell from Kenya?
No, she's a model from the UK.
Okay.
She's one of the supermodels.
Yeah.
But beautiful. A lot of celebrities have houses in Kenya of the tranquility, the animals in Africa. So the animals, it's like somebody saying when I was imagining Australia, I would also imagine so many kangaroos, you know, and snakes. You know how people always say, oh my God, when you sleep, do you see a snake under your bed? Because Australia is known for snakes. But that's people who imagine that because they haven't been to Australia. It's the same thing as Africa or Kenya in that sense. People think we have elephants and hyenas running on the streets. No, that's not the case. That's what you read. But that's not, they're in the national parks. It's like here, we have suburbs, you know what I mean? So it's the same thing in Kenya. We have villages and those people in the villages are not actually poor. They're not as, I don't know, as educated and as much money as you would think in the city. But we dress normal. They dress normal. In fact, Kenya has a better sense of fashion than a lot of countries, to be honest.
Okay.
We love color. We love, color, fun, dancing. So it's very, very modernized. And I would love to take, Kenya. And we've got all these big hotels. We've got all the hotels that you can find in the world, the Intercontinental, the Hyatt, everything. So it's the same. I think what it is if you haven't been to a country or somewhere before, you have this picture in your mind that, oh my God, maybe it's like this. And then the media doesn't help because when they go to Africa, they want to capture the most interesting, the most interesting headings that will capture the audience. So they go to those villages, they will take pictures of those kids with, mucus running down their cheeks and all that, with flies eating their mucus, and then they'll come and portray, that's Africa. Do you want to donate $2 so that this children?
Yeah, exactly.
But these kids are happy. They don't need your, they need help, but They're not that poor. And that's why they're smiling. And you see, you know, like World Vision and all, you see all these kids, some of them are smiling. And, you know, you're looking at that picture, you're like, oh my God, you know, they're still so happy because they don't know any other. It's like they were born poor, so they don't know how else to live. Do you know what I mean? So they're content with how they are, and that's why they're always smiling. But the media always want to capture the bad things. You know, Africa, oh my God, they are poor. No, they're not. Mm-hmm. A lot of Africans, a lot of Kenyans are made. Like if you've got a job, you can afford a maid, you can afford security. You can't afford that here. So you actually live better. Some of my cousins live better in Kenya than I am living in Australia. And in Australia, I consider myself, I'm not going to say I'm super rich, but I'm comfortable. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, like we're comfortable. But yeah. I couldn't afford a full-time nanny for my kids and a full-time housekeeper. But a Kenyan is living like that.
Yeah.
Wow. So I think it's all the perception of how the other world lives. And that's why I think it's good to travel, because it opens you
up. Open your mind. Like, absolutely. When you came to Australia like 20 years ago, approximately. Yeah. So before you came to Australia, how was your perception about Australia? How do you imagine Australia before?
So I didn't imagine. Like I knew because I used to watch shows like Home and Away and...
In Africa?
Yes. See, that's the thing. We used to watch Neighbours. Neighbours is in Australia. It's produced in Australia. Okay. We're still watching Neighbours today. So I've been watching Neighbours, Home and Away. And so Neighbours, Home and Away, I've been watching them in Africa when I was about 9 years old. And today I'm 39 and I'm still watching the same show in its own country. So I knew what Australia was like. And the one thing that I admired the most was how, like, you know, we would see the Home and Away that the kids used to wear to high school, the little skirts. And I was like, oh my God, I would love to go to Australia. And the white beaches, you know, the sand and the surfy dudes. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to get married to an Australian, you know? Yeah, but the one thing was every house looked the same. They all looked the same. So I was like, oh my God, this is fascinating. You can never get lost because all the houses are the same. No, actually, you can get lost because all the houses look the same. So I was very fascinated to since I was little to come to Australia. So when I turned 17 and my dad was like, you know what, you are going to Australia. I was like, thank you, Jesus. And, you know, and I came to be. But I knew in my mind what Australia was like from watching their TV shows.
Okay.
And yeah, it's the same.
I remember.
What did you imagine it like?
I remember back in 1996, 1997, I watched Baywatch.
Oh,
Australia,
yes.
Australia, Baywatch Australia. Because they have one version about Baywatch Australia. And I watched it and it was like, looks nice, looks cool. And I start to call my attention from that moment.
Right.
After I remember, I like, you know, the famous Australian people, Kylie Minogue, you know, Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
And I start to imagine, oh my God, Australia is amazing. The woman is beautiful, perfect, white, blonde. Everyone looks perfect over there.
Yeah.
And because I grew up in my country, I was tired to see just people similar to me.
You know,
Latinas. For me, Latinas was different. Off, no more.
Yes,
I don't want to see any more Latina. Mm-hmm. I want to see a blonde chick with blue eyes. So come on, let's go to Australia.
Right.
And just arrived to Australia, Sydney Airport. I want to see a blonde chick, blue eyes, full of Chinese and full of Indians. Welcome me in the airport. And like, oh my God, what is that? What is the blonde people? Took me a while to start to know about Australia a little bit more, like how multicultural is Australia.
Yeah.
Because I was just expecting blonde chicks with blue eyes. I didn't expect to find a lot of Asian people over here.
Wow.
And as well, related with the cities, we didn't know about anything related with Perth. I didn't know about Perth before. I know we know a lot about Sydney, Melbourne,
yes, Brisbane.
Yeah. That's it. Perth. Wow. What's Perth?
I know. Yeah.
Why'd you choose Perth?
Can you just hold on one sec?
Yeah.
aren't you?
Yes, I will.
Because my kids, I shouldn't have chosen this room. I'm next to their playroom and they're playing games. Oh my God.
Computer games. How old are your kids?
Callum's 11 and Bella is 6. Wow. It's going to be 7 in December. Anyway, yeah, let's continue.
Okay, so... of Perth. So do you know about Perth before you came to Australia or no?
No, I didn't. I didn't know any city in Australia. Like I said, I was 17. So my parents made all the decisions for where we were going to settle. Fun fact, my parents didn't know anyone in Australia. We didn't even have a relative. Or you know how you say, oh, I'm sending my kids. She's only 17 and the other one is only 19. But can you look after them? We didn't know anybody. So I think my parents just Google search the best place. And it was Perth. And we just landed in Perth. And I've never lived anywhere else. I think I've been set in Perth and I've gone around, I've been to all cities and I couldn't settle anywhere else. I think I'm a Perth girl because it's very laid back. Yeah, you know, it's laid back, but there's also money in Perth. Like we earn more compared to cities like Melbourne. I think yes, the hourly rate is, you know, much more, but I'm all about the money.
Money. How do you mean in Darwin?
I've never actually been to Darwin.
How do you imagine Darwin?
Lots of crocodiles.
Lots of crocs.
And very hot. Hot at night and very sticky.
Yeah.
Like humid. Is it very humid?
Yes, it's like that, exactly like that. Yeah, in summer.
Yeah. So
in December. In December it's humid as crazy. Like you sweat a lot. You have 3-4 showers per day. It's
because
like
you came to Darwin, right?
No, I came to Perth. I came to Perth. Perth was my first city.
So, when you landed from Colombia,
yes, I landed. Perth. Here.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. Perth was my first city. And one day I decided to explore. I'm super hyperactive. So I say, and one day I'm going to move to another city. If I came from the other part of the world, it's no point to stay just in one city. So I moved first to Adelaide. And it's nice, interesting, nice people. But didn't catch my attention. A lot of
Adelaide is a little bit sleepy. Yes. No offense to anybody from Adelaide listening to us, but I find Adelaide is very, if you want to retire, best place to retire, I think is Adelaide.
It's good. Yeah, it's good.
It's sleepy.
It's super, I like the people. I have a really good friends over there. Right. And Barossa, I think it's Barossa Valley, where they sell wine.
Valley.
Barossa.
Oh,
Valley.
The Barossa.
Yeah.
The Barossa wine. I think so. I think it's Barossa.
I think it's Barossa. Yeah. It's good. I like it. It's nice for South Australia. So after I moved back to Perth, and my next adventure was Darwin. Why? Because everyone was talking bad things about Darwin. Oh, I don't like it. It's so hot. You know, crocs, snakes.
And I also hear there's not much happening in Darwin.
Exactly. Nothing happened in Darwin.
Yeah.
So I say, you know what? I say, I love that. I love everything that you say. I love it. Let me explore and take the decision by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to admit, it's one of the best places in Australia.
Really?
Yeah. If you are young, you like to party.
Yeah.
And you like to get a good money and you,
it's a party city. It's like a party haven. Oh, really?
Best parties in Australia.
Wow.
Was for me in Darwin. Absolutely.
Wow. We have to go to Darwin.
Yes, it's really cool. If you are young and you like to party, you like to have fun.
Write that down.
Perfect.
We're going to Darwin.
Darwin's beautiful.
Nice.
And what about Brisbane? Do you like Brisbane?
Yes, I've been to Brisbane. Brisbane is good. Yeah, I liked Brisbane. The food was good.
Okay.
Yeah, I liked Brisbane. But I'd prefer to live at the Gold Coast rather than Brisbane, I think. Yeah.
I prefer Gold Coast as well. I prefer Gold Coast than Brisbane.
There's much more to see. I think Brisbane is good for work. Like if you're I don't know. It's more for work. Gold Coast is fun.
Yeah. Do you remember? I don't know. When I like, you know, to go to the beach and these kind of things for a walk, take my dogs. And when people told me, oh, Brisbane, Queensland has such a beautiful beaches. And I went to Brisbane, and Brisbane doesn't have a beach.
No.
They have a fake beach in the city.
Exactly, yeah.
Like there's like a swimming pool in the middle of the city.
That's it, yes.
And they're like, what's that? This is not a beach.
It's a bit quiet.
You want to go to a beach, you have to go to Gold Coast.
Gold Coast, yeah.
You know? It's,
I know.
So
I wouldn't live anywhere else other than Perth. Like, I've tried, you know, like I've always had, okay, like when Big Brother finished, I was like, maybe I could move to Sydney for more opportunities.
Yeah.
And then I came back and, you know, after being in Sydney, and Sydney is too busy for me and for everybody. Like, nobody, you know how in Perth people will actually stop and have a chat? People in Sydney don't have that. It's like, always on the move. People are not as friendly as in Perth, you know? It's too healing. In Perth, we love to wear heels. People in Sydney don't really wear heels because it's too healing. And I remember after our reunion, we would go out and meet out. Like you guys, you guys didn't get to do that because you're in lockdown. But at our season, we went out, we were catching up for lunch and dinner. And, you know, we would pretty much dress up, everybody. But we were so tired. We would get so tired, the girls, because we're walking up hills. You know, it's very hilly, whereas Perth is very flat.
Flat.
Yeah. But also the busyness of it, no, I wouldn't. No, I don't. And it's too big. You know, I think Sydney for me is overrated. It's too expensive for nothing. To live in a very nice, like you see $1 million house and it's only a 3-bedroom house. Whereas in Perth, a standard house, very beautiful, a standard house is a 4x2. True. In Sydney, you cannot get a 4x2. You have to be a millionaire to live the way we live here in Sydney. You cannot, nobody has a 4x, you have to be very rich to have a 4-bedroom house in Sydney. So you're like, you know, you weigh it up and you're like, is it really worth it? No, I think Sydney is overrated.
Perth is better. Absolutely. What do you say to the people that think that Perth is boring? That say, oh, Perth is boring, it's nothing to do in Perth.
They're troublemakers. They need to stay where they are. Because we do like our quiet, and then when we turn up, we turn it up. But Perth is not boring. It depends on what you're after, really, because the clubs are there. I mean, we're very safe, especially right now. You know, it's open. So I don't know what they mean by boring. I've heard, I think it's just because you heard it, then you continue saying it. But what's your proof? You know, like, what are you basing it on? Because boring is broad. What is it boring? You know, how is it boring? You know, have you explored? There's so many things to see. We have wineries, southwest, you know, Margaret River. So if you're bored in the city, you can actually disappear to southwest to the wine region. If that doesn't impress you, we actually have an island, Rottnest Island.
Yeah,
so there's a lot. So when you say boring, be specific because there's a lot. If you don't fancy this, if you want to go and see the sand dunes in, what is it called?
I can't even remember.
Yes, you can go up north. Yeah, the Pinnacles. Yeah. There's a lot to see in Perth.
Western Australia is beautiful. So I said that to everyone. If someone said to me, no, the best beaches are in New South Wales or in Brisbane or in Queensland or whatever, I say, no. You have to come to Western Australia.
Exactly.
You have to explore. Go and travel and go to Esperance or maybe go to Broome up north.
Exactly.
And you will love it.
And this is all in our state, in WA. So when people say Perth is boring, I'm like, be specific. Like, what is it that you're looking for that is not there? Because we have everything. I think we've ticked everything in Perth. It's not boring. But whoever says it's boring, you can stay where you are. We are
exactly
happy.
Exactly. I don't know if you find the same, but the same that we are doing now with places like countries or cities or these kind of things, same happen with people. Sometimes we don't know others, and we start to imagine how other people can be.
Exactly.
Or maybe they tell you, oh, no, that people is, you know, she's you know, troublemaker, or she's just a gossip girl. And you don't know them, so just assume.
You go with that.
Exactly.
That's it.
So, and that happened a lot. A lot, and you just like, okay, what's your perception? Or sometimes, even they just take a little bit of you and they imagine that you are like that.
That's it, yeah. You know?
And
yeah.
That happens.
You have to peel that onion, get to the bottom of it. And
that happened.
See.
That happened, I think, like us in Big Brother, they show just a little teeny tiny, little spicy about eyes. And about us, and the people start to know who you are, and people, some people love you, some people hate you for this tiny thing that they see from you, you know. But it's more about us that they can know.
That's it.
It's more talents, more flavors, more.
Actually, can I ask you, while we're in that topic of Big Brother, because you know I love everything Big Brother. Yeah, you drink that coffee.
Yeah, let's go.
Who is still in touch? Are you still in touch with everyone?
Not with everyone. I don't still in touch with everyone. I still in touch with a few of them.
Maybe
the people that I have more connected with.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with one guy in Perth.
Okay.
With Perth, in this case, is Michael. I develop a really good relationship.
I liked Michael.
With him.
Yes. Yeah.
I develop a really good relation with him, and with Renata, we send message once in a while as well. We follow each other, Melissa, and maybe the people that you
connected with in the house.
Connected better. Yeah.
You know, I think it's been hard as well for you guys to connect, you know, as well as you would have hoped for. Because of the lockdown, because you can't visit each other. You didn't have a normal finale as such. No. So you didn't really get a closure. Like if you were feuding with somebody, you didn't get a closure of asking them, why the hell did you say that? Or why did you do that? Did you really mean that? You know? I think you guys deserve a reunion.
Going to have a reunion, I hope.
Yeah, you do.
I hope we can do a reunion and we can see each other's face. I don't know how weird it's going to be, but will be interesting to know each other, interesting to see each other and what happened and what's going on. And we give a second opportunity to everyone to know the people a little bit better.
Exactly. And so, just
What about you guys? Do you see each other? Do you contact each other? You are really close to each other?
We have our own Instagram group.
Okay.
So when there are shows on like SAS or, you know, all reality shows, we're there every night just talking, peeking in.
And all of them? How many are in your season? Like a 20?
20, yeah. We were 20. So it's only, I think, about two that are not on it.
Who is neither? Who is neither?
I can't tell you, but two of them are not. you on the tea? The only person that's not
drop
on
the
our,
tea.
No, the only person, it's not really, it's not hot tea, it's cold now. But the only person that's not on our Instagram group is Daniel.
Okay.
Daniel.
Who is Daniel? Daniel is the guy that plays.
Daniel is the guy, correct. Yes. Okay. So Daniel was in the group, and then after I think the show aired, he just left. And
why?
We haven't seen him since then. Oh, who knows? Who cares?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But I think everybody's doing well, you know? Everybody's doing well.
What
Sophie
about...
is, you know, people have moved on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's drop this one for the next episode. And let's stop for now. And let's keep talking about that so people will love it. And we can talk and have a chat a little bit about that. And have a wonderful Arbor.
You too, darling. See you soon.